from KQED.
The Olympic Games in Rio continue this week, and they got the California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert thinking about the influence of Brazilian music on artists here. He's here now to talk to me about two recent releases with Brazilian lineage. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Susie.
So before we start in on these new releases, what is the history of this musical connection between Brazil and California?
Brazilian musicians have been settling in California for close to 70 or 80 years, going back to Carmen Miranda moving to Hollywood in 1940 and becoming one of the biggest stars. But then you've got Moacir Santos, Sergio Mendes, and it really goes on and on. Here in the Bay Area, we've got Marco Silva, a really influential pianist and composer.
Well, then let's start with one of those musicians that made the move. That's guitarist Sergio Assad. That's Clarice and Sergio Assad from their album Reliquia. Now, this is a family, a very famous family with a rich musical history, right?
It's kind of a guitar dynasty. So Sergio and his brother Oder Assad are the most acclaimed classical guitar duo in the world, really. They've got a sister, Baji Assad, who's a great guitarist. Clarice, who's Sergio's daughter, is sort of the black sheep of the family in that she's a pianist and a really respected composer who gets commissions from all kinds of major ensembles. But she's also an amazing vocalist, and that's what this album really shows off. I mean, it's more her father's compositions, and it really lets her cut loose as a singer. Get the sense from the liner notes that Clarice missed her father a lot growing up. He's a traveling musician. He's working all over the world. And working together on this album really brought them together. And you can hear that on a lot of the music.
Luz lampião, casa de pano, assombração, onde a história é canção, e o cantor é aquele no canto.
That song we were hearing, Artistico, features a lyric by Daniel Basilio, who's worked with Clarice on two different song cycles. And here he's working on a song with Sergio.
Well, is there a song you want to go out with on this record? It sounds like you love this record. I can kind of tell.
I do. I thought, let's go out with Clarice's Song for My Father, since that's sort of the theme of the album.
That's Clarice and Sergio Assad from their album Reliquia. Clarice is known for singing in French, Italian, and English, in addition to Portuguese, but San Diego jazz vocalist Allison Adams Tucker is also something of an expert in multilingual music. Her new album is called Wanderlust.
Chercher l'amour, I'm begging you, please endure my taking a brief detour with song. Just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do.
That's Allison Adams Tucker, and she's also someone who comes from a very, very musical family, including her parents who are classically trained musicians. Tell me a little about her and this record.
Well, she's been working for quite a while on the San Diego scene, performs a lot in Los Angeles, getting known in the rest of the state. She loves to travel, and she sort of collects songs and influences wherever she goes. I love that she opens the album with Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee's When in Rome. It sort of tips a hat to herself for chameleon-like powers at picking up styles and sounds.
Well, going back to the Brazilian connection, does she have just a fondness for this music? Or?
Yeah, like so many jazz musicians, she absorbed a lot of Brazilian influences. And she works with the great Brazilian guitarist on this album, Romero Lubambo, who joins her on one of my favorite tracks, the Jobim classic, Águas de Março.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de topo, é palco sozinho, é caco de vidro, é vida, eu sou, é a noite, é morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peraba do campo, é no da madeira, caenga, candeia, é uma tita pereira.
Let's close with the title track, which is this gorgeous arrangement of Bjork's Wanderlust, with an arrangement by Tucker's pianist, the great Josh Nelson, who works with a lot of wonderful musicians.
I have lost my origin, and I don't want to find it again. Whether sailing into nature's laws and being held by ocean.
Andrew has more on the releases from Allison Adams Tucker and Clarice and Sergio Assad at californiareport.org. Thanks so much, Andy.
Great to be with you, Susie.
Andrew Gilbert is the California Report's jazz and world music critic.